This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Mayor Renner, the council also talked last night about a proposed welcoming city ordinance. This would limit the types of interactions that Bloomington police could have with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, officers. You were criticized pretty directly last night for your handling of the political side of this. So I want to play a clip here of Alderman Karen Schmidt from last night's meeting.
So, Mayor, I have to say to you, it was with enormous dismay that I heard that you said to a social justice conference at ISU that the five of us were laughing about this and popping champagne because there is nothing further from the truth.
Did you say those things at this ISU conference that she's referencing?
Well, once again, this is, you're talking about a rumor of someone who said something to somebody. What I should have said is, hey, if you show me evidence, I'll comment on evidence. I was at an ISU conference last week at Friday afternoon with Mayor Coos and others, and I did talk to some of them, and some of them said that I said some version of the people who are against welcoming city ordinances are opening up champagne bottles. I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, Karen Schmidt, again, is somebody I've known for many years, is not upset because of something that I said on a Friday afternoon that somebody says that I said and then maybe has twisted it and changed it by Monday. I think what she's upset most about is the fact that before that, last week, she caught a lot of flack from some of her previous supporters on the Welcoming City Ordinance that in the past she had said that she was for, and now at least appeared to be saying, we don't even want a conversation. So the comments last night actually were the Welcoming City Ordinance was only discussed at the end. It was not on the agenda. And that is because we had five aldermen go, in a sense, behind the scenes and sign an email to the city manager, not copying the other four, not copying me, and asking the city manager to do something he doesn't have the authority to do. And that is to pull the Welcoming City Ordinance off of last night's agenda. Okay. And there's still an Open Meetings Act issue on that. And I have been in touch with Brad Cole from the Illinois Municipal League about how we handle that.
What would be the potential Open Meetings Act issue?
You have a majority of people who have met, may not have met together, but this was a public decision in December. And in December, the council gave direction to the staff, legal and others, work with the police chief, come up with a welcoming city ordinance or possibilities. That there was fairly general agreement. That's at least the way that the staff and legal and everybody pursued. We would have had this on January 23rd. Several city council members wanted it on the 23rd. Some apparently didn't want it at all. So I thought a reasonable compromise, was the 12th. Now, once this came out, it was also the case within a few hours that some of the people who were in favor of it felt that it still needed to be tweaked. So it's not because of that. According to the ordinance, the mayor and the city manager need to agree to take something off the agenda. The city council does not have the authority to take something off the agenda.
And why did you pull it from last night's agenda?
For the reasons that I just said, and that is that there were some who were even in favor of it who felt that it needed tweaks. So if you have people who are against it and you have people who are for it saying you need some tweaks, then there's little point in bringing something up, you know, to a meeting. So those are the reasons why. And again, as I understand, you know, just to make it clear, I did say last night two things I said that apparently, you know, really got other colleagues upset, is that first of all, it's a good idea to copy us, everybody in the council, when you are copying the media and you know we're going to be asked questions, number one. And number two, that, you know, under these circumstances, there are Open Meetings Act issues. You cannot have a situation where in public you say, let's do something or at least consider something. I shouldn't say do it. Let's consider this. And then go behind the scenes and get five signatures to try to stop it. Now, we will bring this up, even if it is just for Open Meetings Act issues, just to make sure that we bring all this up to avoid this, whether or not it passes. I understand that there is renewed interest in the town of Normal, so it may very well be that Bloomington and Normal do pass something of that. We will see. But certainly one of the lessons I've learned is you don't comment on not just on rumors, but secondhand rumors. This person said this, who said this.
Well, I want to ask you, how far are you going to be willing to push this? Are you going to be willing to force this onto an agenda, even if?
Well, it has to be public. Something has to be done publicly.
Okay? So you want aldermen to be forced with that kind of vote?
Well, whether it's a vote or not. I mean, they can vote to not vote. Okay. But as I understand from Brad Cole and others Brad Cole is the Illinois Municipal mm-hmm. League and others, because we gave direction in public, the council gave direction in public to bring items to the council, those need to be made public. Okay. Whether we vote on it or not, does not violate the Open Meetings Act. We can decide not to vote on it, right? But at the very least, there has to be this last piece, and that's because of the Open Meetings Act. That's not necessarily because of me. I hope that we now in the city of Bloomington and in the town of Normal will pass a welcoming city ordinance. Maybe it's not exactly the same thing, but together. But whether or not we do, we can't. You can't have a majority of council or all nine, much less five, go behind the scenes and send emails to try to stop something that you have said in public that you're going to consider. We have to make this public, even if we don't act on it.
Well, I'd like to get into a little bit of process here. I think your relationship with the council, particularly as it relates to who can set the agenda for the council and literally for meetings, that relationship, it felt like it hit a real low point last night between Alderman Schmidt's comments and some other comments from Alderman Johnny Painter on this agenda setting question. How do you begin to repair this? What do you specifically do differently? Because what you're doing now is obviously stoking some sort of resentment among aldermen.
Right. First of all, let's back up. I think most all of the tension last night is because of the blowback that the council got last week. I was a convenient whipping boy. And because I'm also the one who's been most actively pursuing a welcoming city ordinance. Now, in terms of what I would do with the welcoming city ordinance, I'm not sure what else I would do. But obviously, these are relationships that need to be repaired. I did send a couple texts to Karen Schmidt this morning, one was about an unrelated incident. But essentially, we all have to work together, and we have to work together for the interest of the city of Bloomington. The other thing that I would recommend once again is that my city council, and then this is not everybody, but you know, the city council, talk to each other, CC each other, and talk to our colleagues in Normal, and frankly, also go to the Illinois Municipal League, go to the National League of Cities, so you have some idea of what metro cities do and are about, and understand your role as a policymaker and the role of the mayor. All of those things
And working
critical.
Together is still something you want to do?
Because of course you have to.
Stepped away from this job once before when you took your leave of absence. And I have to wonder, do you ever think, like, I can't lead this council? Maybe it's time to resign. Have you considered that?
I'm not resigning. No. No, you're talking about 30 days where you're talking about something that was medical. No. And there's certain things that I pledged to do that I will continue to do. People supported me. And I, of all the things, I don't have hidden agendas. You know where I'm coming from, and I'm pushing for the things that I think are right for the city of Bloomington. And so I think those are absolutely critical. I'm not going anywhere, but we do need to work together. And that is something that the council also needs to understand. It works both ways. Now, there's certainly differences, right? I don't think it's at all going overboard to say that we have a council that a majority, five people, four or five, depending on the situation, is very, very, very concerned with process, right? I'm concerned with process up to a point. I'm more concerned with results.
That's Mayor Terry Renner from Bloomington. Thanks for coming in today, Terry.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Take care.
I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The community's mayors appear on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.